This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial started in New York on Monday, an historic first in the U.S. for a former leader of the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the courthouse.
The trial brought out Donald Trump defending himself against allegations of falsifying business records to hide alleged stories of extramarital affairs during the 2016 campaign. It also brought out Ron Sinibaldi, one of the very few members of the public, to get a seat in the overflow courtroom. He says he began lining up before midnight to see history.
I go to these things basically. Number one is because the first president of the United States, in my, as far as I understand it, that's ever been at a criminal trial.
He says it's not about political party. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Iranians rallied on Monday in the capital, Tehran, showing their support for its drone and missile attack on Israel over the weekend. Iran launched explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first direct attack on Israeli territory, a retaliatory strike that raised the threat of a wider regional conflict as the U.S. pledged ironclad backing for Israel. Iran had vowed retaliation for what it called an Israeli strike on its Damascus consulate on April 1st that killed 7 officers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, including 2 senior commanders. Armed Israeli settlers shot dead 2 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank on Monday, hours after Israeli forces killed a Palestinian teen during a military raid, officials said. Monday's violence brought to 8 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces or armed settlers since Friday. This is